It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Thursday, April 2nd. I'm Patricia Naft. More and more issues with the town of Paonia's bookkeeping keep coming to light. It was recently discovered that the town has been overpaying its chief of police and its public works director. To sort through some of this, KVNF's Jake Ryan talked to Paonia Town Manager Jane Berry.
Over the years, the town had had a practice with at least two of its department heads that although they were salaried employees and their directors of departments would, in their confidential positions, given the nature of their responsibilities, what they're responsible for, budget, supervision, these kinds of issues, they would be considered under fair labor standards exempt level employees, which basically means ineligible for overtime, if you will, and as salaried employees. So what had happened and what had been occurring was that they were actually being paid overtime and sometimes double time, or if they were actually the person on call for the weekend, again, they were being paid overtime.
Do you know how long that had been going on for?
I would say probably years.
Years, okay. Yeah.
And again, probably amounted to at least an additional expenditure in terms of salary, about $20,000 to $25,000 a year at the two positions combined.
That seems like kind of a big thing to miss. I mean, is there anyone looking at timesheets here? Who's in charge of the checkbook, I guess, for the town?
Well, and again, it's all part of the housekeeping that we're trying to do with our financial controls. And when I started and I began reviewing payroll, I review our biweekly payroll before it's issued. It caught my attention, questioned it, and then stopped the practice immediately. It's not really something that you can expect the average person, let's say the finance committee or someone like that, to completely understand. It comes with the experience and understanding how the fair labor standards work and how positions are classified within our organization. So kind of a technical issue, but glad that it can be caught. And we're, you know, we've worked with the employees about it and they understand and we're working through that.
Also, some years back, the town bought some property for the new sewage treatment plant, and on that property was a house. Berry says that about 8 years ago, Police Chief Scott Leon made an arrangement with the town and moved in. Berry looked at the records, and it seems he started paying rent on the property last year. The board has yet to decide what, if any, action will be taken. A bill that calls for the state to study black bears advanced at the Capitol yesterday. KVNF's Laura Pomisano reports.
House Bill 1304 instructs Colorado Parks and Wildlife to study the management of black bears in the state. Republican Representative Yulin Willett of Grand Junction is co-sponsoring the measure. He says the purpose of the bill is to find ways to reduce bear-human conflicts and deal with the overpopulation of black bears in certain areas.
So we've got to do something, in my view. We've had a couple of maulings and a couple of deaths.
Willett says Parks and Wildlife would report its findings to the legislature. The bill won unanimous support in committee and now heads to the House floor for debate. Willett also sponsored a separate measure that called for expanding the bear hunting season to help deal with overpopulation. That bill died in committee. Parks and Wildlife estimates there are between 15,000 and 25,000 black bears in Colorado. Wildlife officials say it's difficult to get an accurate count of the population. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
Spring is here, and now some of the spring waters are flowing. Many canal and ditch operators are letting the water begin to flow. Steve Tuck is a state water commissioner whose district covers a large section of Delta County.
There's water available for senior decrees now, and as the things warm up and the snow melt increases, why, then more and more junior priorities will be able to turn on. You have a limited supply. You get across your fields as quickly as you can, and you make crops the best you can with what you have, and some with the senior priorities will do good, and those with the more junior priorities will be looking for something else to do through the summer. Maybe go fishing.
Tuck says the area has been seeing more and more pipeline put in an attempt to cut back on water loss. There were some unusual arrests made recently. An Illinois man was arrested after a sheriff's deputies stopped his van on I-70 in Mesa County. He was charged with intent to distribute marijuana after 80 pounds of marijuana was found in the back of his van. A few hours later, a man was arrested in Grand Junction for driving in excess of 100 miles per hour in a 35 mile per hour zone, driving under the influence of alcohol, driving with a suspended license, possession of paraphernalia, resisting arrest, and child abuse because his infant son was in the car with him. The state budget was debated on the Senate floor yesterday. Representative Millie Hamner, who vice chairs the Joint Budget Committee, spoke about the budget at a recent town hall meeting in Paonia. She told Jake Ryan about how Tabor is making this year's budget a little different.
Colorado is the only state in the nation that has what we call Tabor. It's the Taxpayer Bill of Rights. And there are lots of components of Tabor, but one component is it sets a limit on how much the state budget can take in terms of revenue. It sets a cap. And because Colorado's economy is recovering, our revenues are recovering also into our state budget, which is the good news. But we're at a point now where even as new revenues come into the budget, rather than being able to use them for the benefit of the people of Colorado, for our education programs, or for higher education, or for our roads, we're in a situation where we have to set aside, and it looks like about $200 million next year, to refund to the people of Colorado. So it's putting us in a situation where, yay, we're getting new money into the budget, but we are in a situation where we need to refund those excess dollars to the people.
What was the original intention? I guess, why was that written into law?
Well, that's a great question. You probably would need to talk to the sponsors. Like I said, there are lots of components. One component of Tabor that most people really like is that before a tax is imposed upon the citizens, they have the opportunity to vote on whether or not they think that's a good idea. Unfortunately, ever since that Tabor has been adopted, the people of Colorado have not voted for any kind of tax increase. So I think probably the main intent was to make sure that government doesn't grow at an exponential, you know, people who think that government should stay smaller, I think are proponents of Tabor, and that's exactly the situation we're finding ourselves in now. But the problem it poses for us is that we have so many needs. I mean, there's so many needs right here in Delta County with the economy and supporting, you know, all the towns in the county here and the education system that I'd really like to be able to address, but our hands are tied at the moment.
That was KVNF's Jake Ryan talking with Representative Millie Hamner. Stay tuned for The Sweet Sound with Tay. Thank you for your support of KVNF News. I'm Patricia Naft.